Joined here by head coach at Damon Collins. We're going to talk some Princeton boys basketball. The Tigers are, I believe it's 6-1 if we update the Misha site here after a victory on the road at North Harrison on Tuesday. North Andrew at home tomorrow. Green City at home coming up on Monday for the Tigers. Holiday Hoops, we'll find out about that. And I found this kind of interesting. The Mercer games, which are usually in early December, I'd imagine this is just the case of moving to a new conference. Is it because you had to play conference games early in December, Coach? The Mercer game got moved to Christmas break? Is that kind of the situation there?
Oh, I'm not sure. All the schedule stuff, it's all, like you said, switching conferences made everything a little bit different. I'm not sure if that's the reasoning or if we're just tried to find a later date for it or what, but it is definitely changed our schedule a little bit, and we do play them a little bit later at the end of December now.
Maybe it becomes a tradition that Mercer and Princeton play over Christmas break. Who knows? As you look at your team's performance, Coach, coming off that Platte Valley loss in the championship in Albany, you've had you've kind of gotten to that Tuesday Friday routine. But the boys, knock on wood, they've been pretty good the last three games, have they not?
Definitely have, came out and have responded since that loss and played pretty well. And you can't, you're not going to look at that loss as too hard. As you said, playing against the Platte Valley team is really good and had a lot of good history and, are continuing to do that this season as well.
You mentioned, we talked about this off the air, you've seen Platte Valley, you lost to them on the second, you're going to see Green City on Monday, and those two teams, Green City ranked number three, you got Platte Valley ranked number two. They're playing down at Hy-Vee Arena, part of 12 Courts of Christmas on Saturday. Are you making plans on getting down there, Coach?
I don't know if we'll make it down there. I'm sure I'll get a copy of that game film, get to take a look at that before we play them on Monday. Definitely be another good challenge for us here in the first half of the season.
What's kind of your thoughts on that matchup? Is it kind of, as I look at it, I think it's kind of maybe Green City's athleticism and speed against the size and just kind of the way that Platte Valley can kind of just run their stuff and get victories with using their size. Is it kind of that sort of matchup for you?
I think, as you said, you always got to account with Asher Bugs tips in there. You always got to think about speed and athleticism whenever you think about Green City, and it's, definitely going to be tough to try to slow him down.
Pattonsburg, you scored 86 points last Friday, and in talking with Coach on the Pattonsburg side on Tuesday about that one, You were able to get a little bit of a lead and kind of get it to running clock in the second half. But for a half, it was a pretty competitive ball game against Pattonsburg Friday.
Oh, I think definitely, as you said, it was they stuck around. It was definitely a kind of back and forth a little bit early. I think we came out hot and I think scored 27 in the first quarter, kind of got a lead, but they stuck around that 10-point mark. And I think they had at least one guy sick, maybe a couple, and kind of hurt them on the rotation. I think we were just able to wear them down as the game went on, as you said, and then kind of pull away as the game went along as well.
When you're able to score in the 70s, in that case 80s, Coach, you had 90 against Gilman, you had 86 against Pattonsburg. That's a lot of points in a high school game. What are the things that, outside of just hitting shots, I know that's the easy answer, what are the things that the guys do when they really get that offense rolling on a given night?
I think one of the things you need in that is to have a lot of possessions. You're going to have two teams that don't mind getting up and down, and that was the case in both of those games. And as I said, we had shots, but I think, just people start feeding off each other and, really finding their teammates open. And it seems like then, we're a lot of times on those nights when things get going, you're passing up good shots for even better shots. And it's just kind of, everybody starts feeding off each other and everybody gets rolling. And then, by the time everybody chips in, 4 or 6 points, it adds up to a lot.
Yeah, 86-51 Friday. You go to North Harrison, pretty comfortable victory on Tuesday, but it looked like that, within reason, the Shamrocks gave you a pretty good tussle on Tuesday night.
Oh, definitely. I think they came out, they played a tough, solid. They're got some guys that are pretty physical, and they were able to slow us down, I thought, a lot, at least early on. And then he said it ended up being 20, but it kind of took a little bit to get to that point. And I give a lot of credit to to the way that North Harrison played. They're pretty physical. We're able to come up with several offensive rebounds in that game as well.
You get one of the things with moving into a conference where you see some people, the Albanys you're familiar with, you've played Worth County down through the years, North Andrew not so much. So North Andrew's a new team to get ready for to kind of figure out what they have. Scouting report, just the challenges tomorrow night with North Andrew at your barn, Coach. What do you know about the Cardinals?
North Andrew's always a team that, usually has a guy that can score, usually a pretty physical team, usually has some decent size, and that kind of shows some of those things this year as well. And I think I've had one matchup with them since we've been here, and that was in a district game a few years ago, and they had a really good team. And I know they're a team that if you're not ready for them, they can come in and they can give you a loss on any given night.
I kind of feel like with that Green City game, Coach, is Green City good? Yes, they're really, really good. You know, Coach Stillwell over at Grundy could tell you that with the trouble that Grundy's had with beating them. I kind of feel like for you guys, it's an opportunity to say, hey, you know, we feel like we're a really good team this year. It's an opportunity to go out there and prove that on Monday night. Is that kind of the way you're approaching that showdown with the Gophers?
Oh, I think, definitely our guys, shouldn't be playing. It's a big game, so they're going to have some pressure, but, should be, trying to play as relaxed as it could. As you said, looking at it, Green City's probably the, more of the favorites. So it's just kind of a game for us to come in and kind of show what we can be.
When do you play? Who do you play at Holiday Hoops, Coach?
We will have Hamilton on the 20th. That's a Wednesday at 8 o'clock at night.
They are, I thought in watching them at districts last year, I thought they peaked at the right time of year. I know they bring a lot back. I think they handled Mercer a couple of weeks ago. That's an improved Penny team that you're going to be seeing at the Ketchum Center.
I agree with that. Just kind of looking at scores, haven't got to, still a few games away. Haven't looked into them a whole lot as far as scouting report goes, but I think it'll definitely be a good matchup for us kind of end before Christmas break.
And then Mercer is going to be on a Friday night, the 29th, up at Mercer for the Princeton Tigers. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck against North Andrew tomorrow night in Green City on Monday. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.